Yes. Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here again this morning with the morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. This week, I have been reading out of a Book of Martyrs for this week's devotional. Like I said earlier, the burden came to me here last week while talking and visiting with a cousin. And, you know, after reading some of these stories again of how people stood to their faith and were carried through even to their death, a deep longing has come to my heart here that I could just, in a more in a real way, look at God's word, look at the salvation that Jesus has come and given us, and just in a more, in a deeper, in a more real way, just accept those things, and in a simple way, like so many of these martyrs have, and just hold fast to it, whatever comes down the road in the future, or even as we face day-to-day life, is just to endure and keep on for the Lord, knowing that if He wants us to be here, that He will take care of us. If through persecution He would want to take us home, which here in the United States we're not seeing at this time, we're not seeing that kind of thing happening here in the United States. But in other countries, people are still giving their lives for the sake of the gospel, even more so than ever before. And it just puts the desire in my heart to live what I believe, and to live it for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of those around me. I have another story here this morning that I would like to read. What I'll do in this story is I'll probably change the sister's name to Sarah, because her name is so hard to pronounce. It's a real tongue twister for me, so I'll just put Sarah in for her name. You must come to my house tonight and listen to the radio with us, Sarah whispered to her neighbor. I have never heard anything like it before. A man is preaching God's word from the Bible. I don't know how it happened, but the broadcasts have changed my life. Sarah was the first one of her village to be converted through the gospel broadcasting in Russia from stations in neighboring countries. Soon her love for God and her zealous witness brought others to Christ. Although she wasn't a pastor, she formed a church in her village. As time passed, the church grew so mightily that the police had to surround the village to keep people from the nearby collective farms from coming to hear the gospel message. For this, Sister Sarah was sentenced to 4 years of prison. Her 5 children were forcibly taken away to an ascetic boarding school. Her husband was left alone. In prison, Sister Sarah told other prisoners about Christ. For this, she was confined in an unheated, isolated cell where she had to sleep on the cold concrete floor without a mattress. Prisoners find it impossible to sleep in such conditions. Even the walls are too cold to lean against comfortably. Some report that by standing with just their forehead touching the wall, they could manage to sleep enough to survive for a few days. Yet, Sister Sarah was kept in this cell for 2 months. Not only that, during the day she was put to hard labor with other prisoners, the communists expected that the lack of sleep combined with the hard labor would completely ruin her health and break her resolve to stand for her faith, yet she never weakened. Everybody asked, "How can you endure it?" She answered, "I fall asleep on the cold concrete floor, trusting in God, and it becomes warm around me. I rest in the arms of God." So many of these stories are so touching, and we look at our conditions here around us, and my heart is just to live what, again, as I've said before, live what I believe in a greater way. My desire is to believe the pure gospel and to live it. Believe it and live it. And I encourage and wish that for all of you as well. Let us hold fast and run this race together and encourage each other to hold fast to the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. I think that's all for this morning.